Bills Focus brought to you by Ficta Endel and Elmer Eye Care, the preferred LASIK doctors for the Buffalo Bills. What are you waiting for?
Mario, welcome. Thanks for sitting down with us here as we get set for training camp here later this summer at St. John Fisher. First question, creature, comic book superhero, a guy that looks through you. These are all descriptions that your teammates have made of you after lining up across from you on the field, particularly on the offensive side of the ball. How do you react to that? Do you find it funny? Are you used to hearing that? What's your reaction to that?
There's been a lot of nicknames throughout my career in general, so I'm kind of used to it. Some of them are kind of odd, but I mean, it's fun. That's what we do. You know, we give each other nicknames, and depending on your style of play, it's expected.
You've stated more than once that even though you're widely seen as the linchpin of this defense from a pass rushing perspective, that you don't feel any pressure. Tell me why.
Well, I don't feel pressure because at the end of the day, you know, there's 11 guys on the field. Now, you want everybody to be on the same page. You know, that's the most important thing. So I look at it like I'm one of the pieces to the puzzle on the field. Now, some pieces can have more of an impact to the puzzle than others. And, you know, each individual person has that. Put that on themselves anyway. You know, like I have to say, I have to go out here and perform, not just, you know, for myself, but to complete this puzzle. So I just focus on pressure on my, you know, internally as far as getting to where I need to be to make that puzzle complete. Because if you sit here and you think about all the other things that are going on and, you know, there's people saying this and saying that outside this facility, then it's kind of, you know, it can kind of brainwash you. You know, you don't want to listen to too much stuff. You don't want to get too high. You don't want to get too low. So you just focus on your internal self and being that piece of the puzzle. Then a lot of things can be, you know, accomplished and a lot easier.
Kyle Williams expressed the hope that with all the new pieces up front, that you'd all find a way to push each other so you could all effectively raise your game. Have you sensed through those spring workouts that you had a competitive atmosphere among the guys you've lined up with?
Definitely. When we're in the weight room, it's basically one-on-one, one-on-two, whatever, you know, and we're going at it. From the weight room, working out, to going out in the field, it's pretty much, you know, it's competition. And you're not going to get any better without competition. You know, that's why you should always thrive off of competition, thrive off of the opportunity to get better amongst your peers, and you know, productive criticism and things like that, you know, because we know we all got each other's backs, and that's the most important thing. So anytime we can get out here, we can mix it up, you know, amongst each other and get better, it's welcome.
Through the time you had in OTAs with your new teammates, what was the main conclusion you were able to draw about the group you guys have up front specifically?
They're go-getters. I mean, definitely. I mean, it's all about getting after the quarterback. It's all about stopping the run. But the number one thing is just having that motor. And when your buddy next to you is constantly going, is giving it 100% every play, running to the ball, I mean, you have to do that. You know, it makes everybody accountable. So I think the biggest thing that I'm coming away with this from OTAs is that we've been held to a high standard of being accountable for my D-line coach. And that's the most important thing for us, is being accountable and running to the ball, you know, just creating havoc.
Do you feel the talent across your defensive front is so balanced that it has the potential to be truly a pick-your-poison type front for opposing offensive lines?
Yeah, I mean, whenever we're getting it, I mean, it's, our mentality is up the field. You know, you got guys inside who are obviously big guys, you know, that I guess for Marcel, you know, he's probably rare, but he can play offensive lineman as big as he is. But, you know, when you got guys like that inside that can completely stop the run, can plug up, but also get field pressure, you know, to flush them out to us. But then you got guys who can get around the edge to flush them back to them. When we're all humming and it's 100%, I mean, you know, it's up to us. It's up to us to make plays. It's up to us to get better, to make the team better. So we put all that on our shoulders, but it's internally, you know, and it's something that we expect to do, you know, amongst ourselves.
So after going through the installation process of this 4-3 defensive scheme, do you have a better idea as to what you'll be capable of in what sounds like a scheme that's going to have an awful lot of go calls for you guys up front?
It's getting after it. The biggest thing is getting after it, getting off the ball, creating opportunities. That's the number one thing I've seen, is once you understand the defense and the principle of what we got going on, it's just getting after the ball. And then you can kind of pre-snap before you know, before the play happens. You kind of see things. You know what to expect. You know, we get a lot of teaching, a lot of coaching on that, kind of being able to dictate what's about to happen. So I think the biggest thing for us is just being able to get off the ball and be aggressive.
You've always been known as a self-motivated player. Knowing your season last year was cut short by injury, how much more has that fueled you to come back and perform like you expect to this coming season?
It's time to get back to where I'm supposed to be at, man. That's how I see it. I look at it like, you know, I want to pick up where I left off and get better. You know, I started out good last year, you know, 5 sacks and 4 games in a quarter. And, you know, it's one of those things you can't say what if or because, you know, it is what it is. You know, you can't play the if game in this situation. So I just want to make sure I come back running, smoking from the very beginning. And I think that's the biggest thing. That's the most pressure for me, is for me to pick up where I left off and not miss a beat, you know, because it has been a long time since I played football. But that motivates me even more. So my biggest thing is come out here running, pick up where I left off, and help put that piece of the puzzle that needs to be here.
Mario, thanks for the time. We look forward to seeing you at training camp.
Thank you.